I work off an I-75 and M-81, which is north of the, basically the closure for northbound 75. They closed it on Monday, last Monday, and boy, what a mess it was. With people that got past the 675 northbound loop and ended up to 81. And there was all kinds of trucks and campers and boats and all of these people that got up that far and then couldn't go any further up, you know, northbound. So trying to figure out where they had to go. Tuesday was better. Wednesday was okay. Thursday, it was all over again. Again, tough to get out of my road. I got to make a left-hand turn to get out of my dead-end road that our business is on, out onto 81, and get across the double roundabouts. And then once you got past that, it was pretty good until I got to downtown. And I made the corner to come into downtown, and it was backed up from the light there at the Dow Event Center almost back to the railroad tracks. There was probably a good 50, 60 cars waiting in the right-hand turn lane to turn. So it took me 7 traffic lights to get through that corner, and then I got up to Michigan and waited through 4 more corner through lights to get through that intersection. So Friday wasn't quite as bad. I did have to backtrack because they threw the train in going across the intersection on Washington at 5 o'clock just to mess things up a little bit more. So I did hear on the news Friday night that they had a person from MDOT. And a person from MDOT said they were going to go back and they were going to change some signage to try and alleviate all the congestion, because Friday there was a report that traffic was backed up several miles before you got to the 675 bypass to continue up north. So we'll wait and see. I don't know what the signage said before, because I don't come in that way from southbound side of Saginaw going north, so I don't know what it said, but obviously it wasn't adequate because people were missing the bypass and ending up the mile and a half north up to 81, and then no clue. I followed lots of campers and boats and out-of-state plates into downtown Saginaw to the Dow that came off the expressway and then tried to loop and had nowhere to go. So They were definitely confused, and it just created more problems for everyone locally trying to get from one side of the river to the other. So that's my story, at least on that one. So if you don't have to go around 81 or out there, stay away from it, because it has been a mess. It's been Tuesday or Monday when it happened. It took me 40 minutes to get home, and I'm only 9 miles away. So it took a while to try and filter through all of that. So. This is KC8YVF for the Mid-Michigan Sunday Night Net. Do I have any additional check-ins for the net? Call now.